We have a full house today at That Damn Podcast. I am your host, Craig Doeswalt, my co-host, John Reese. And on the couch, we have four-fifths of the band Threadge, because the lead singer is inside right now recording at Good Noise Studios here in Palm Springs, California. Matt Sorum's studio, former drummer for Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, The Cult. And we are all just hanging out here with our Threadge stuff on.
You look good, guys.
Yeah, we look good.
Looking good.
All right, so you guys are recording three new songs. Well, two and a half new songs. What are the two new songs called?
One is called Am I Human Yet? And the other is called Save Me.
Am I Human Yet?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just Am I Human?
No.
No.
Am I Human Yet?
Yet.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. And then Save Me.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And then this is with, so the lead singer's name is?
Tito.
And he's recording right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's okay. Just across from this room.
He's just across from this room.
You might be able to hear him.
Yeah, we probably will.
A little bit.
If you listen
to So closely. You have two albums out now. What are your first two albums?
We have The New Plague, which is album one, and Dreams and Nightmares, which is album two.
All right. And then we met John Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing like we're going to do one of our hit songs, Dysfunctional. We're doing that over. Mm-hmm. And we're doing two new songs with legendary producer Steve Evarts, who John introduced me to. Who's Steve Evarts?
Steve and I worked together in the 1990s, started working in the 1990s. Steve has worked with many legendary artists, The Cure. The list goes on and on and on. You can check his discography, but he's a true music producer in every sense of the word. And his ability to work with vocalists and just his passion for music is unparalleled. And having him involved, when we talked about this and who was going to, you know, do these demos and step the game up with Threadge, that's who I thought of. And that's who we brought into the fold. And they're making magic together. And at the end of the day, you know, the songs and that magic is everything. And so we're super excited about what's coming out of this this area. How's Palm Springs for you guys? What do you think about being here and recording in this place and being in this environment?
It's beautiful here.
Man, it's wonderful.
This is my first time in Palm Springs ever. And it is beyond beautiful. It has like a certain energy to itself that nowhere else shares so far.
Yeah. Hey, where did you shop last night?
Oh man.
Just Got across it. The street.
Good answer.
Yeah. Nowhere specific.
Redacted.
Ryan, what do you think about Palm Springs?
Well, Palm Springs, we've been coming as a family since as long as I can remember. Usually around like the springtime, my family and I would come out, just take a week, relax, hang out, kind of recover from the stresses of life. So, John, you mentioned this and it's so true. This place is a place of healing, recovery, great energy around it, and it dates all the way back to Native Americans and them inhabiting that land. So just kind of picking up on that, it's been really great in our studio. We've definitely felt the magic, especially when we were just going over them with Steve. He's taken the songs from a already good place where we were, you know, bringing it in, and he's just totally reimagined them, and they sound just incredible. So we're so excited.
Johnny's our bass player.
That's me.
That's you, baby. What do you think about this studio or Palm Springs?
The studio is incredible. Working with Steve, because he's a bass player himself, it's really nice to connect with him on a level of like, how do we want the whole sound to reinforce the song and work with everything there while still cutting through and being a voice in and of itself and not just kind of a rumble in the background and everything.
Yeah.
It's just been a whole great time with everybody when we were working on the songs together, from Demo to Demolisher, they're all gonna be now. it's just been great. The synergy was awesome. We all kind of clicked with Steve and each other immediately in the room together. And we brought in songs that we were all happy with and proud of where they were, and they've been taken to levels now where it's like, yeah, this is gonna be something that speaks to everybody. Yeah. Even if you're not just into heavy music and metal, there's something in there in each song for every listener out there.
Absolutely.
As long as you just have the ears you want to try something new, this will be this stuff for you.
Well, that's, you know, at the end of the day, having a producer is an important thing because, you know, there's one guy that did it all by himself and did a really, really good job, a guy named Prince.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But the majority of major artists and artists that have made history all have producers, mm-hmm. because it brings in that independent voice. It helps you guys are writing and performing, etc., and having someone to inject that just secret sauce and that arrangement, just like a great meal, right? Yes. A great meal is the ingredients, right? Yeah. And then it's the chef putting that great meal together. And I look at a record producer almost as a chef. You guys are the ingredients mm-hmm. in the meal. And if I'm the producer, it's going to taste like shit. But Steve is the producer and you get magic. Okay. So, you know, we're Craig and I are just super excited about where you guys are at. The other, you know, a month ago at the Whiskey was incredible. Your performance.
Great show.
You know, the new lead singer is power. Nero has just brought this incredible passion and power in with having two guitars in the band. So, you know, the future's bright, fellas. The future's bright.
Absolutely.
Hey, what do you think, Tony, about having a second guitarist on stage with you now?
Dude,
that was a thing.
It's awesome. It's seriously so cool. Because, I mean, I've been doing the majority, pretty much all of the guitar work for the last 2.5 years. And it's just been awesome to have one of my best friends like joining me in this process, and he has been killing it. Like, at genuinely stepped it up beyond anybody's imagination. Mm-hmm. So it's been great, and it honestly makes my life a lot easier. I just like, you know, I can play a lead line in a solo and I can hold out that note and he's got the rhythm. Or in the studio, right? Like, I only have to play everything once now. Like, I don't have to double track every single part.
Yeah, I just go in there, start stressing. He's over there in the back, like, just going like,
this
like,
is great.
I'm like, can you mute that one note a little bit more?
There you go.
So we've been in the studio. First time was like a garage. Second time was a very great studio in Thousand Oaks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now,
shout out Revolver.
Revolver Studios, Michael Blue, amazing. And this one is, not judging any of the first two, but this is another probably level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Matt did. It's gorgeous. Number one, it's a nice place to come to every day. Oh, yeah. And then we have Steve Evertz. You know,
absolutely.
And then Steve Evertz. You know, the process that I watched you guys do. They got into the room and they played the songs as if Steve was like the conductor of the band.
Whiplash.
He whiplashed.
Not quite his tempo.
And he like reimagined some parts and transitioned, and then you guys rehearsed them, and then you guys performed them and laid down the tracks.
Yeah.
We didn't have that before. Yeah. Is this a better process?
Yes.
I like it.
I like it too. Yeah. It's been a... You know, it was a little like daunting at first, because when we're playing songs like Dysfunctional and Am I Human Yet, there's a lot of double kick. And when you do that for hours and we, you know, you're hitting you with 10 changes and it's from the top and you kind of like freak out. But then you get through all that and you're already tired and it's like, all right, now let's actually track the thing. You're like, oh my God.
I've been playing for four hours.
Yeah. But it, I don't know. I think that almost that overcoming aspect in the pain, I guess, and going through, like, the body's aching and you're just trying to hit as hard as you can to get a fast sound of it, I think that translates really well too.
That's
something that maybe we were a little too comfortable, I guess, in previous albums. We're kind of drawing out that uncomfortableness.
Well, I don't think you guys had a true producer before.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, and look, the whole industry has changed. I mean, you know, this isn't an album world anymore. You know, it's a song-driven scenario. You know, I've been saying it for the past 7 years. It's like, it just put out consistent music, you know? So there's no formulaic kind of scenario where you have to put out 9 songs or 11 songs on an album.
Yeah.
It's about music and getting it out there. You guys have already done 2 albums. You're seasoned in that sense, but this is taking the band to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see where it goes. And I'm excited for you guys and to get out on the road and go play all over the world, and that's exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's a dream come true.
What are your what's your website?
Thredgeband.com and thredgemerch.com.
The more important one.
And what kind of merch can they buy? They can buy one of these shirts.
One of those shirts, one of those hoodies over there.
Right here.
Both having beautiful designs on the backs as well.
Yep. We have a few other shirt options as well, a few other hoodie options. We're working to get hats again. That's been a big request.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot more merch going to be coming soon.
You have a I Heart Thredging shirt. Does anyone explain what thredging
is? We just love thredging. It's just, it's our, it's, you know, thredge.
They'll get it.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
So thredgeband.com. What about social media?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at thredgeband, TikTok thredgeband. I mean, you search Thredge or Thredge Band, you'll find us on
everywhere. There's no one else with this
all
name.
Right, one more question. What does the name Thredge mean? Who came up with it? How did this happen?
I remember this.
I came up with it, and you'll just have to listen to our songs to figure that out. I'm not gonna.
All right.
It's unbiased that way.
Okay, that's good.
Look for these guys. This is That Damn Podcast.
That Damn Thredge. Podcast. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
That Damn Podcast.
That Damn Podcast.
You can be anything. Yeah, you can be anything.
Just do it. Just do it, baby. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.